Richard Painter is a professor of law at the University of Minnesota, the former ethics counselor to President Bush, and we've got some questions about whether or not the president can obstruct justice. Our guest has been saying a lot about this and other things like this lately, and he joins us again on WGN. Professor Painter, it's John Williams. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Can the president obstruct justice? His attorneys say no.
Of course, he can obstruct justice, and he appears to be quite good at doing it. The president has the right under the Constitution to hire and fire people in his in the White House, and to fire the FBI director if he wants. He had the right to fire James Comey. He does not have the right to fire James Comey from his directorship of the FBI in order to put a stop to the Russia investigation. That's obstruction of justice. Just as the president has the right to decide whether to sign or veto a bill, the president cannot do that in return for a payment of $100,000. That's bribery. So this notion that somehow the president is above the law, whether he obstructs justice or takes a bribe or commits any other crime in office, is patently absurd. The president is subject to the same laws that the rest of us are subject to, and if this president is obstructed justice, he's going to be shown the door and could be criminally prosecuted.
Well, that's not what Alan Dershowitz said on Fox and Friends. Can you comment a little bit on what he said about all of this?
Well, I don't want to put words into Alan Dershowitz's mouth. He appears to be taking the side of the president in just about everything these days. He is one of many people arguing that there's a very weak obstruction of justice case against the president, or perhaps that there's no such case at all. But I evidently disagreed with Alan Dershowitz on a number of subjects when we've been interviewed on TV together. One of them most recently was whether someone could be criminally prosecuted for lying to the FBI about activities that may have been legal, but you still can't lie about them. The bottom line here is that quite a few people are willing to stretch the law unreasonably to great lengths to protect President Trump. But that's not going to fly with voters. It's not flying with many Republicans, including myself. And I think we're going to have to focus on the fact that our president feels he's above the law and doesn't want to comply with the law, and we may just have to get rid of him.
I don't know that this matters so much, but you still identify as a Republican?
Yes, I do. I think we need to have two very good political parties in our country. We can't let one of them be taken over by Donald Trump with his current attitude toward authoritarian rule, or by the extremist elements that have been causing great difficulty in the Republican Party for many years. So I'd like to change the Republican Party back to its former self, where people were truly committed to small government and to efficient government and avoided the ideological extremes, and certainly were reticent to support anything resembling authoritarian rule.
His attorney, John Dowd, said, and this is just the quote, I'm trying to get my head around this, Trump cannot obstruct justice because he is the chief law enforcement officer under Article 2 of the Constitution and has every right to express his view of any case. So can you help me with that a little bit?
No, he absolutely has a right to express his view of a case. That's rarely done. The White House rarely gets involved in particular cases, depending on the Justice Department. But it's one thing to express his view of a case. It's another thing to fire the FBI director in order to put a stop to an investigation of known criminal activity. I mean, the Russians clearly engaged in criminal computer hacking and various other crimes inside the United States. There are a number of people contacting the Russians and collaborating with the Russians, a number of things. We don't know if those contacts were criminal or not. That's what the FBI needed to find out. But to fire the FBI director in order to just put a stop to the investigation is obstruction of justice. And at this point, it's quite clear that President Trump knew that General Flynn had lied to the FBI about his contacts with the Russians. And that's something the FBI needs to investigate.
Why do you say that? Well, why do you say, pardon me if I may, why do you say that the president clearly knew that he had fired the head of the FBI for that purpose?
Well, he said so in a tweet.
Yeah, but now you know where that is today. You know where that is today.
Yeah, the lawyer is saying the lawyer drafted the tweet. Well, no competent lawyer is going to draft a tweet for his client without reviewing it with a client. Second, no competent lawyer would draft an incriminating tweet for a client at all, or recommend that a client send out an incriminating tweet. That story just doesn't hold water. President Trump's been handling his own Twitter for quite some time. If there were a halfway decent, level-headed lawyer involved with the president's Twitter account, we wouldn't have most of the stuff coming out of there that's coming out of there.
Yeah, well,
he's an impulsive tweeter, and he's tweeted himself into an obstructive justice charge.
Mr. Painter, the conversation we had here yesterday was maybe it doesn't matter who wrote the tweet if it reflects the views of the president. That is, who cares whose thumbs were on the phone when it went out if that reflects the president's actions or views? That's what's most germane here. But they're denying that. They're saying, regardless of who wrote the tweet, you're misinterpreting what happened if you read that to mean that he fired him because he was working on the investigation. So they can say and do one thing, and then if it later turns out to be problematic, they simply say, well, that's not what we meant.
Yes, well, that tweet was about the firing of General Flynn, so he did know, President Trump knew at the time that Flynn had lied to the FBI. Now, as for the firing of James Comey, which is the center of the obstruction of justice charge, the president confessed to right there in the Oval Office with a Russian ambassador sitting there. He said he fired James Comey, and there was this Russia investigation going on. It's pretty obvious that he fired James Comey to put a stop to the Russia investigation, and that's obstruction of justice.
So then what is the consequence of that? Say you can make that case, then is that the sort of thing that the president would be brought up on criminal charges, or is that the sort of thing that the president would be impeached for?
Well, the first step is to convene the House and Senate Judiciary Committee. That's what happened when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and we had this situation with Richard Nixon. And by the time I was 12 years old, he'd been thrown out of office, forced to resign. But the House and Senate Judiciary Committee were convening, and they had a lot less evidence against Richard Nixon at the point they had those hearings than there is now with respect to President Trump and numerous violations of the Constitution. So where this is with Congress. That's where this ought to be taken up, and that's where we ought to be talking to Eric Paulson, Jason Lewis, and our other representatives from Minnesota about whether they're going to do their job. And Tom Emmer and the rest of them, they either want to do their job or they ought to hightail on out of there.
Yeah, no, those are your Republican officials, elected officials, members of Congress in Minnesota. We have some in Illinois as well. I haven't heard any groundswell of support for that on the Republican side.
Yeah, what's going on is that the White House has let Republicans know that if they dare to oppose President Trump, they're going to get some challenge in a primary from some right-wing nut that, Steve Bannon or somebody backs. Find some Roy Moore with the cowboy hat, the gun, and the Bible, and preferably without the teenage girls and all that, and they're going to come in and go after you at the primary. And so everybody's scared to death about getting primaried from the right, and so all they want to do is keep their head down. And that's been the problem with our Minnesota delegation, and that may very well be the problem you've got in Illinois. I used to work quite a bit with the Illinois Republican Party when I lived down there, and I think it's a big problem that the White House has so much influence over what happens at the local level, because these people are supposed to represent us, not Donald Trump.
We got 60 seconds left. The president is also saying, or has famously said, that if the investigation crosses into his finances, then that's the wrong side of the red line. Is Mueller okay in your estimation in looking into the president's finances, and what recourse would the president have if he doesn't like that?
Well, of course, he ought to look into the finances, where the money is coming from. Is the president of the United States or anybody else I have in this administration financially dependent on the Russians? We have a right to know that. That's an issue of critical importance to our national security. Nobody would have argued about that at all a number of years ago. The idea of someone getting money from the Russians and us not knowing about it, critically importance. So Bob Mueller ought to chase that down and find out what's going on at Deutsche Bank and make sure that that money was Deutsche Bank money rather than rubles in, dollars out. That's Mueller's job. If President Trump chooses to fire Robert Mueller, there's going to be a real uproar over that. We went through that with Nixon firing the special prosecutor, and that's not going to fly so well.
It's 1:20. Anything else you want to say to us today, Richard Painter?
Well, I do hope that the members of Congress who represent us, of both political parties, will hold this administration accountable. I'm particularly worried about the Republicans because over the long term, if we as Republicans can't be trusted to make sure that the president obeys the Constitution, I don't think the voters are going to be willing to send very many Republicans to Congress. So it's critically important for the survival of the Republican Party to stand up to President Trump. It's critically important for the country that we all do.
Professor Painter, thanks for joining us. We'll visit again.
Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate He's a professor of law at the University of Minnesota. He was the ethics counselor to President Bush and legal advisor to the Bush administration, and still is a member of the Republican Party, though he doesn't like everything he sees.